The evening of Tuesday, April 14th, saw a double book launch event as part of the Lorenzo Society's Winter 2026 Reading Series. The Lorenzo Society is an arts and culture organisation based at the University of New Brunswick St John. Tuesday's event was the final date of a tour to launch books by New Brunswick-based writers Ian Roy and John Clayter. Roy's Astrid Aghast, the first book to be published on Gaspereau Press since it moved to New Brunswick from Nova Scotia, is a collection of short stories. After Roy read a story from the collection, Clayter presented his first graphic novel, Nowhere, about strange things occurring in a small Atlantic Canadian town.
So, my name is John Clayter. I have a new book out called Nowhere. I fell in love with painting when I was 19, and it saved my life. But as time went on, I got a little bitter, a little jaded. I don't know what I expected painting or the world to give me. But I was feeling incredibly unsatisfied, and I went down sort of a dark road. COVID hit, and then AI, and it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing as artists? And then I discovered comics. And what really struck me with comics was, like, what happens with all art, but it seemed like the comic community, like, was really there to, like, support people who weren't necessarily going to be professionals. They were really there to encourage and to listen, and it's been the making of the comics and the listening to other people's comics that has reinvigorated, like, made me, I feel like a new person. And comics really kind of saved my life. Okay, so I'm going to read to you from a graphic novel, which I actually love to read without using a slide projector. I'm going to describe the images. I'm going to invite you to imagine, like, maybe that you're, like, in a movie, and I'll kind of describe it from the point of view of, like, film. And we can see how it goes. It's Nowhere. It begins with a boy, he's 12, he's in the back of his car, his mother's driving, his stepfather's in the passenger seat, and Joel, the boy, is in the back seat. And he's got his two turtles, his dog, and his cat, and they're making a midnight move. They don't know where they're going. They're driving down the highway, and they just sort of get pulled into this small town. And once they get there, they have to, you know, all the regular things. Joel's got to go to school, make friends. The other thing about this town is it's completely full of monsters, and the parents just kind of ignore this. And then the other thing that nobody talks about in this town is that there's a giant white cube on the edge of town. Beauséjour is a town so small that nothing ever happens without everyone knowing about it. Yet somehow no one could quite agree on when it appeared. Somehow they just accepted its presence. Some people were at the movies when it happened. Others were at restaurants. But most people were home when the cube appeared. Some argued it had always been there. They believed it had something to do with the university. Others said it was a big storage facility for blueberries, a big business in Beauséjour. But unlike the bedrooms of the town, no one really knew what went on inside the cube. The cube was never really questioned. It was just there, a massive, haunting, looming mystery on the edge of town. And for a time, it did seem as if nothing else was going to change. The cows were still in the fields, the flowers still bloomed. But with hindsight, the people of Beauséjour would ask if it was the cube that brought the strange madness, or had it been there all along. So in Beauséjour, a place full of monsters, the monsters do their job, they work 9 to 5, and of course they go to therapy. So today in the therapist's office, a Dracula, a vampire, but I do prefer to call them Draculas, is sitting in the chair. The therapist says, ask yourself if you are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired before you bite. And the Dracula says, but I'm always hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. Especially hungry, especially lonely, especially tired, especially angry. And that's the end of that session. Thanks for listening. And well, thank you.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.